Paper 5. God's Relation to the Individual. If the finite mind of man is unable to comprehend how so great and so majestic a God as the Universal Father can descend from his eternal abode in infinite perfection to fraternize with the individual human creature, then must such a finite intellect rest assurance of divine fellowship upon the truth of the fact that an actual fragment of the living God resides within the intellect of every normal-minded and morally conscious Urantia mortal. The indwelling thought adjusters are a part of the eternal deity of the Paradise Father. Man does not have to go farther than his own inner experience of the soul's contemplation of this spiritual reality presence to find God and attempt communion with Him. God has distributed the infinity of His eternal nature throughout the existential realities of His six absolute coordinates, but He may, at any time, make direct personal contact with any part or phase or kind of creation through the agency of His pre-personal fragments. And the eternal God has also reserved to Himself the prerogative of bestowing personality upon the divine creators and the living creatures of the universe of universes, while He has further reserved the prerogative of maintaining direct and parental contact with all these personal beings through the personality circuit.